You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
I am a hassle.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
When you yell, sometimes things fly out of your mouth.
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Anthony.
Anthony.
Let's go to Anthony.
Anthony.
Oh, no.
Anthony.
I wish you could say what you said.
What?
Say it. Does it blow your mind? Well, yeah, we played
I'm sorry, I was distracted by the open.
Can we start over again? It's not right what just happened.
Well, once we find the right open, we'll get it.
We lost the open?
Well, you didn't do it yesterday.
Yeah, but you threw it in the garbage?
All right, here we
so
go.
That was, they deleted it out of the system because the poor guy wasn't there one day.
We can't pretend that we understand how the system works, right? You and I have no idea.
No, I have no idea.
Let's start it over
again. Let's try again, shall
we? That's right.
This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Peter Rosenberg!
Now, from the ESPN New York News Desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to ENN.
On TV.
Ray Rowe. Mm. It's brought to you by Security Dodge. Go see Michelle Scalesian.
Come get some.
Yeah.
So, you know, can I tell you guys an honest thing?
Yeah.
And you, I could see you either agreeing with me or just telling me I'm an egomaniac and to shove
well,
it.
Well, let's go with that.
I don't want to change anything right now.
Uh-huh.
But I have to admit it's always been a pet peeve of me, of mine, that when we're not here, everything just continues without us and the shells all remain the same. I don't even like that there's an ENN intro without me. We all have our own thing, right? I mean, obviously people fill in for me and that's fine, but ENN is a Peter vehicle. It's not the 6 o'clock vehicle for whoever happens to sit here. No, I don't. Don, listen, you of all people should appreciate
people
this.
People filled in on the Tonight Show for Johnny Carson.
I hear you.
People filled in for Ed McMahon. But when, Doc Severinsen would move over.
But when we fill in when you're not here, it doesn't become the Peter Rosenberg and Don LeGreca show.
Yeah, but
it stays the Michael Kay show.
But the Tonight Show stayed the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, hosted by Joan Rivers.
Understood, but they still played the same music.
Right,
but
when
I thought right up until the introduction that it was going to be John.
And when I'm gone, and this isn't Anthony, it started before Anthony, so don't even feel the need to defend yourself. Whenever I'm gone, the other person gets an intro. It's theirs. It should always be my intro.
Well,
and
yeah,
they're here.
I'll tell you what. This makes you seem like an uncontrollable egomaniac.
Really?
Yeah. A big nozzle.
Not from you?
That's from
you
Don.
You complain about the name of the show every 3 days.
Yeah, well, he has 22 years of it, but I mean...
Well, okay. But, so
ENA
I, but by the way, I don't fight for anything. I have one little 22-minute segment in which I speak for more than 5%, and I like my damn name in it.
Yeah, but,
and then when I'm gone, it goes... Dude, I mean, if tomorrow Joe Leo hosts, he'll have a new intro.
Well,
if they go AI, it'll be like, ENN with AI bot. I mean, like that's crazy.
First of all, the AI bot's much better than what you. It doesn't sound like a robot.
We don't. Oh yeah, you're right. I gotta tell you, I thought the AI
here's
bot was
why
a
he comes off as a nozzle.
If I'm telling the truth,
if you
I'm
were
honest.
Being replaced by a Grasso, Larry Hardesty, Gordon Damer, it's Andrew Gunling, it's Anthony Pusick.
They're all
these
the show.
Guys have been behind the scenes. They've got a chance to shine here.
Well, that's fair. That's
how
a good
often
point.
Do they get their names? Up yeah, in bold what? Print like that. So that you'd be taking it away from them.
You know what?
It's a little shine for them.
You know what?
A little bit.
You don't want.
Yeah, I still don't like it. I like your response.
So
yeah.
In your next contract.
But I don't like it to be the interchangeable
you know,
part
when,
of the
when,
show.
When
that's
I,
not my
one of the contracts
thing.
I did with Yes.
Yeah.
The only thing in 22 years that happened in Yes that really annoyed me.
I'm excited to hear this.
When my mom passed away, the day of her funeral was two scheduled center stages. And they had Bob Lorenz fill in.
Because they couldn't move it at that point. The celebrity
I felt they should have just canceled it.
Oh, you did?
Because it was Lawrence Frank, then coach of the Nets.
Right. I think that would have been rebooked.
And Michael Imperioli.
Who lives here.
Right. So I would have canceled. They didn't. Mm. So on my next contract, I said, I want the name of the show to be Center Stage with Michael K. So even if somebody filled in for me, it was still center. They had a show, The Slate, Center Stage with Michael K.
So you should understand. I mean, that's a fair comp. You should understand where I'm coming from.
This is a part of the show. That was the show.
Well, this is my part of the show.
But even so, Bob Lorenz is a talent on Yes.
Right.
He's an on-air personality on Yes.
Right.
When does Anthony Pusick get his name in lights, get dropped? Oh,
that's why Peter is an uncontrollable egomaniac who doesn't care about the people he works with. Puts that on me.
I'm on two.
Everybody puts that on me. Anthony, am I right? Does this lift the curtain on Peter or what?
I know Peter wasn't talking about me because, as you all know, I never wanted an intro.
No, nor
ever.
Does he ever want
neither
anything.
Neither did Andrew, neither did RJ. It's just, it happens organically somehow. I don't even think I made mine. I think RJ made mine.
I knew Anthony wouldn't care. It's not about him.
You don't know the stuff Anthony says behind the scenes.
I don't think
how he wants an intro. He's saying now publicly he wants an intro when he does the show.
God, you can't win in this life. But guess what? I don't mind. It's Anthony, so I like. And I actually find his intro to be entertaining. I just could have a different sound. It has all the same. Maybe it should be a different thing. Maybe it should be more like, Show Watch.
Why don't you show your value and do the damn thing rather than complain about the title?
That's the thing. This is the thing, don't you know?
Okay, George.
Don, this is the thing.
Well, it's one of the things. You think it's the thing?
What, this?
Interesting.
This is the thing. No, chatting about God knows what is the thing.
Oh, that part. Yeah,
that's the thing.
I thought you were saying that ENN is the K show.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying, don't you know, in the last month, the greatest show that we did, I haven't seen the numbers yet, but I believe they'll back me up.
I doubt it.
Was Don shoving paper into a 2-liter bottle. Anything can make
it's still
show.
Getting talked about.
Where is that? You haven't seen it yet? I haven't seen it.
I'll bring
in
it in for Michael to spend
Anthony
a moment
Pusick has
with
it stashed away because we're going to auction this off.
Yeah, we need to sign it. Didn't you want us to sign
yes,
it too?
Yes, I believe everybody.
Oh, we all need to sign it.
Sign it.
All right. We know with that.
It's almost like touching the World Cup.
Yeah, no, you didn't earn this, but you can touch it.
Yeah.
Can you can you do that drop for me, please, by the way? That was an accident.
Wow, this is beautiful.
God, Michael signing the. Oh, this is Michael is now signing the 2-liter bottle too.
Mm.
It's a moment in time. This what this was.
One moment in time when I'm destiny.
There's so much going on in the world.
Isn't it like really? The guy who used to be the guy for James Earl Jones in Coming to America when he just broke into song like that?
She's your queen.
Yeah,
he's your queen.
See what I wrote?
Wow. That's a good autograph. By the way,
I was wrong.
This is a guy who writes a good autograph. So, hold on. You're beneath. Should I go on top? And then Madonna's in the middle?
That's the way you feel. Why don't you go on top?
Excuse me?
No, you think you're the most important kingpin of the show. Just go on top.
That's not what I said at all. All right. So, have you guys been following anything about the Justin Fields situation?
He wants to know what's going on.
Well, he scrubbed the Bears off of his
such
social
a baby,
media.
Such a baby
that's
time
a big,
stuff.
That's he was asked.
It's a real mature thing.
Let's hear him being asked about the unfollow.
What's with the unfollow with the Bears? What's up with that?
Man, bro, I'm glad we're talking about it because why do people take social media so serious?
But why are you unfollowing the Bears?
Like, I still mess with the Bears. This and that. I'm just trying to take a little break. I unfollow the Bears and the NFL, bro. I'm not just trying to have football on my timeline.
Mm.
I know y'all mess with a girl, EQ, especially you. Just because you don't follow the girl on IG don't mean you're not messing with her.
That's true. That's true. That's facts. That's facts. Oh, so you're saying you mess with the Bears more now that you unfollow them?
Man, it's not even like that.
It's
something that I don't want to see in my timeline. I'm about to go on vacation. I don't want to see no football.
What a jerk. Just get away. Get away for a little bit.
It's right. Key Fields. We want Fields to the draft Caleb. So
now trade him.
Man, I'm tired of hearing that.
He's a complete toolbox because they're your employer. You don't want to see them on your timeline because you're on vacation. How about not looking at your phone?
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the end. Well, listen, I get that there's one. I'm not going to mention his name. There's one person that I really enjoy his company. I like him. I consider him a friend. I unfollowed him because I just couldn't take the constant posts about stuff I didn't care about.
That's so, not the Bears.
So, but maybe he's just like, I don't want to have all of the football stuff. But Michael's right. At the end of the day, rather than causing a controversy by unfollowing, you know what? Just if you're going on vacation, just don't look at your phone.
Don't look at your phone. I mean, what a toolbox.
Oh, so did he unfollow every other player he knows?
It's a joke.
This is my only problem.
Just say that I don't know if I'm going to be back on the team, so I don't want to follow. Be honest.
But this is what bothers me so much. I hate that. You know, I don't love when we're all on the same page and beating up a player. And I'm sure the players would somehow find a way to defend this. This is so stupid. You didn't have to do it. You did it. I would even respect him more if he said, next question, I don't want to talk about it. But to outright lie and say, you know, sometimes you unfollow a girl when, come on, man.
You know
man.
What you could do, too, nice and easy?
Mute.
Mute. You'll never see what the Bears tweeted.
Lie.
And this way you don't have to deal with it. And nobody will know but that you made a tool of yourself.
But he's lying.
Oh, I like that.
You know, I talked to someone.
Good. Yeah.
I talked to a friend of mine the other day who is one of the smartest people I know and a huge Bears fan from
he's
Chicago.
Smarter than me.
I mean, I don't even know if you could have a conversation with him.
Interesting.
He would look right past you and go, what am I talking? Is this air? Do
this
I feel
invalid.
A breeze?
Is it?
No, it's not.
That, he doesn't
so he
that.
Would hear Michael, like the voices from...
Charlie Brown. Wah, wah, wah.
Well, that or how they sounded in Idiocracy.
Yeah, I don't remember it. I don't remember that, but the womp, 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 womp from Peanuts
would be exactly...
I mean... No, I'm kidding. But he's a very smart guy and a lifelong Bears fan. And we were talking about the thing the other day, where Justin Fields goes. And I'm like, is he the guy? You know, what's he like? And he was saying that Fields is a very just vanilla, religious, gives nothing to the fan base guy. Like the Bears fans have their players that they very much connect to. He is not that quarterback.
Well,
He's just a man.
I've made my decision.
You're done.
You don't trade that first pick. Get Caleb Williams and get this guy out.
Get out.
Out. You just showed your hand.
Well, and by the way, let's hear another cut real quick before. Because he just hasn't been good enough to play games. Like he's shown some
potential.
Also, you got
to reset the salary.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
All right, you want to play in Chicago? What's the name of this podcast again? The St. Brown
this
Brothers
This is the
pod.
St. Brown Brothers.
Everybody has a
podcast. Everyone has a pod. Here we go. Here's Justin Fields asking, would you want to stay in Chicago?
Yeah, of course. Of course I want to stay. I can't see myself playing in another place, but if it was up to me, I would want to stay in Chicago. I love the city. The city's lit. The fans are, you know, they're great. Mm-hmm. And the people, it's a business. I ain't got no control over it, so whatever happens, happens.
No
but
control.
I feel like the biggest thing with all this going on right now, I just want it to be over. Like, just let me know if I'm getting traded. Let me know if I'm staying, this and that. Because I like watching film in the offseason. I like watching the offense, you feel me? Seeing what they're going to do a lot and stuff like that. So,
I mean, that is a pretty declarative statement, though.
No, yeah, but he only wants to stay with the Bears, but he unfollowed them. Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, well, maybe. Well, hold on. Let's reverse course here. Maybe the Bears are being coy and weird about what they're going to do with him.
Mm-hmm.
And he went, all right, you want to be coy and weird with me? I'll be coy and weird with you. Wow. Is it too late for Blanca?
I don't think.
And by the way, against myself. I just beat myself in an argument. 5 minutes ago, I said that if you want to know, by the way.
But he's not being coy. He's being a mope.
No, that's
not being coy.
But Don, hear me out.
Being coy is muting them and not listening to what they say.
No. He's doing intent. He's reaching out. Just hear me out. His agent is reaching out to the Bears. We want to know what's going on here. Are you planning on keeping Justin? Or are you going to reset and go get Caleb Williams? Well, we don't know, blah, blah, blah. They won't give his agent a straight answer.
Okay, that's the way business is done.
But if that's true, does that make him a bad guy to go, all right, well, then I don't know where I am next year. Unfollow. I'll follow you again when I'm your quarterback.
I don't think he's a bad guy. I think he's a tool.
But I hate to argue against myself, but
there's the bitterness of, well, listen, you're not committing to me. I'm not going to commit to you.
That I would think, but you of all people
following them on X is not committing to them.
Well, but it's if you only follow one football team, And that is the Chicago Bears, because they're your team. And they are publicly saying, we don't know if we want you next year.
But as you said, if he come out and said all of this, I'd be, okay, good.
I'm going on vacation.
It doesn't change that. I don't want football to clog my timeline. Stop being a tool.
If you're going to do it,
that doesn't change that. I agree. Yeah. If you're going to do it, do it. Because, by the way, would it be the worst thing in the world? I mean, maybe other teams would judge this because they all want these guys to be robots. But would it have been the worst thing in the world to be like, hey, can I be honest with you guys? I don't know what they want with me, so they'll let me know. I'll follow them again. Like
maybe you would find out if he followed them.
You think they just posted it and he doesn't know? Yeah. They're trying to DM him right now. Can't get a hold of him, what you're saying. It's an interesting thought by you.
Thanks.
Do they follow him?
I'm sure they did not unfollow him.
Well, do we know that they even
follow him? No. Of course, if they don't follow their quarterback, we've got bigger problems.
Let's find out.
Here's Greeny. Talking about
this is Mike Greenberg.
Yeah, Mike Greenberg to you and me. Here's by the way, speaking of Green, I heard his voice yesterday in episode two of of Dynasty.
Yeah.
Oh, it's unbelievable. I got
his voice?
No. I mean Greeny did just fine, but we just watched.
It's so good.
We just watched episode two. I knew Natalie would love this because I know she has no idea about Tom Brady. Like, Natalie knows one thing. When I said there's a Tom Brady documentary, she was like, is Giselle in it? I was like, we're pre-Giselle, all right?
Giselle's going to be in it.
But she's fascinated by this story. And Michael, I got to tell you, in the middle of episode two, I'm forgetting, in the moment, I'm just forgetting that we're about to roll up to the Tuck Rule.
Yeah.
And then here comes the snow, and I have the whole story to tell Natalie. It was my cousin's bat mitzvah that night. We were in Boston at a bar in the snowstorm watching this game. It was a moment in time. I mean, the Tuck game... Is the Tuck game the most famous non-Super Bowl of like the last 20, 30 years?
Well, maybe Kansas City and Buffalo with the overtime, that changed overtime rule.
That's true, but it needs a catchy name. What's the catchy name, though?
The overtime game.
That's not catchy enough. You need the Tuck rule.
Listen, think about how the history of the New England Patriots and Tom Brady different if they lose that game.
Oh, my God.
And that was a fumble. I'm sorry.
It's the craziest call. They show
it
over and over.
It was the rule, though.
I know.
It's a dumb rule.
But in watching it again, it blew my mind even more. And none of us had ever heard of it prior, correct?
Brady didn't.
So here's my question, though. If you get into the conspiracy theories of, like, why the Patriots... Like, I'm just shocked, given that we'd never heard that rule happen before, that they decided to even give it a real review.
Well, it was under two minutes,
so. I get it. But if they just looked at it, like, it's just crazy that they made that decision. It literally changed. Here's my question. They don't win that game. Do they ever go on to win another one?
Who knows? But you know what else is big in that? You just don't realize how great Vinatieri was.
Oh, my God.
I mean, the field goal to tie it in a driving snow.
It's Don, I didn't remember that it was 45. It's 45 yards in the driving snow.
It wasn't nothing. He's a Hall of Famer.
It's a sick.
They went from him to Gostkowski. Shows you how important special teams guys are.
It's really true. Now, another thing that I'd forgotten about was that Bledsoe had been around so long. When they go on the flashback to 93 and they show him in training camp in 93, I was like, man, I forgot he'd been there for 7 or 8 years when it all happened.
You know what I love too? 23 years have gone by, Mrs. Bledsoe, still bitter.
You can tell.
She's held it. She hates everybody.
Like Drew did a good job. You can tell he's kind of learned to
but not Mrs.
embrace
Bledsoe.
It. No. Now, real quick, Bledsoe was gone after year one, after that first year. Did they just move on? I mean, they were in the middle of the 10-year
I don't think he backed him up in the second
When did
year.
He go to Dallas?
We'll find out. Episode 3 comes out on Friday.
Oh, it's Friday?
Dallas and Buffalo, remember?
And then Buffalo. Bills. But, like, I'm just trying. And he got a ring for the first one, right?
Yeah.
He was the backup quarterback, so you get your nice ring.
Well, remember, the last episode, last part of that second episode, Brady got hurt in the AFC Championship game. So I think Bledsoe played a little bit then.
Right, but it cuts off right then when you see Brady get hit. Ah, Don. Don, you're sure
so
you're not,
good, Don.
Don, you sure you're not
please
tempted?
Tell me you're in. Don't
Come
say
on.
You're good.
Come on,
Don,
you're feeling
I've never lied
you're
to you.
You're feeling it, aren't you?
I've never lied. Told you
I hate them, and I love it.
The We Are the World, we told him, and he loved it.
Yeah.
Because that's something I'm interested in.
Yeah, but you're interested
in football.
Beautiful
you love
sports.
Football.
And let me tell you something else. The two things. Watching Natalie yesterday was like, oh my God, Belichick's gotten so old. Like, he really, I mean,
24 years.
No, I know, it's been a long time. But I will say, as much as he's a nozzle now, he wasn't as bad then.
No, he wasn't.
He did laugh.
He gave the answers and everything.
You know, they said, there's that one part when they go, they ask him about the Brady, do you think you're going to change your mind about, you know, Brady? After Brady has the terrible game against St. Louis in the regular season, once Bledsoe's available.
Right.
And he goes, we're going to move forward with Tom anyway. And then he said, someone says, do you reserve the right to change your mind on that? I think it's going to come up a bit. And he kind of laughs and goes, oh, you think it is? He wouldn't even laugh at that anymore.
No.
He'd be angry. And he makes you feel like he doesn't love it the same way.
I'm going to make a prediction. You ready for this? Don will watch the episode where the Giants beat them in the undefeated season.
He's got to watch.
And then when he watches that, he's in.
We'll see.
He's gonna go back and watch it.
You never know.
No, you will.
He was a Bill in 02.
He was a Bill first. Yeah. So he's a Charger now.
No, he was a Bill for
three seasons, and then he played in Dallas in 05 and 06. And so that means he was backing up Romo in that 06 game against the Seahawks.
You know what's amazing, too, about the documentary? That they have that guy, Ernie.
Oh, my gosh.
He's the brain behind Belichick. Never speaks. So this is produced by the Patriots, by the way. That's why everybody spoke.
I know.
And he said, he laid it out, that Bledsoe was getting hit too much, and they knew they needed a new quarterback.
Don, there's this part where this guy's known Belichick since high school.
Ernie Adams, I think.
He's his friend from high school.
Yeah.
He's
their rules guy.
And he's like a big nerd, watching all the tape. That's what he does.
Yeah.
And they said he goes running into, what's-his-face's office?
Pioli.
Pioli's office. And he goes... I saw it. I figured it out. Drew's back there. He looks like a wildebeest being attacked by lions. He's terrified. Like, this isn't going to work. He basically figured out that Bledsoe was kind of broken mentally,
right,
in the pocket. It's a fascinating story. Fascinating.
Terrific.
And so Mike Greenberg.
Back to Greeny. Dang, good job, Don. Don, what do you do? Keeping us on track? What should the Giants do with Saquon?
Saquon Barkley has been both the best and the best loved player on that team for the last, as you said, since Eli Manning's, so whatever that is, 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
Six seasons.
Mm-hmm.
And particularly the last two. I think he, Saquon, engendered a lot of love from his team's fans by doing what he did last year. By not holding out, by showing up, by signing the franchise tender, by being there, by staying in the lineup all year long, by trying even when the season was hopelessly lost, when they had no quarterback whatsoever to play for them and everyone knew he was getting the ball. Like, he has been a good soldier. Meet him, I'm not even asking you to meet him halfway. Meet him one-tenth of the way.
Well, maybe they want to, and he doesn't want that one-tenth.
Well, that's the question. I don't think that one-tenth's going to do it.
But. You know, Steve Brzezinski, we mentioned him earlier, he said something that would be so funny. He goes, show me something, Michael. Open the bottle and pour it all out. I mean, I would be the heel of the century.
I got to tell you, but I don't think it would come out.
Yeah, I don't think it would. I think a few would pop out, and then Michael would just have to get on his hands and knees and put it back in. He doesn't want to have to do that.
I think that might be the thing that has Don beat me up.
I think the fans would go nuts, too. I mean, the listeners, they really were emotionally invested in that. We took the label off because they didn't need the promotion.
Why give Coke-free promotion? Yeah.
And now you have the beautiful three signatures across it.
I would like to get rid of the remnants of the label. Could we make that happen?
I think a razor should take care of that. No problem.
Well, that's part of the whole beauty of it.
Oh, yeah, but does it ruin the authenticity of the bottle?
Yeah, it probably should be like this.
You got 40 seconds left.
That's it?
Yeah. That's enough time to say goodbye.
No, let me start off by saying good evening to myself. Yeah, no, you didn't earn this, but you can touch it.
How about that?
Wow.
You didn't notice that one happened,
no.
Did you? No. That will do it for ENN on this, a Wednesday evening, brought to you by Security Dodge. Shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com during the President's Day sales event.
What's next? What do we have next?
Well, somebody has to fill in for Grasso. I'm assuming it's Larry.
I think it's Larry,
Hardesty.
Right?
That's
right.
Yeah, no, you didn't earn this, but you can touch it.
Love Larry. In the words of Billy Joel, life is a series of hellos and goodbyes. I'm afraid it's time for goodbye again. Turn the lights back on. See everybody.
Oh, well done.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.